AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris has picked a running mate. The AP's Mike Hempen reports he is the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz.
Looking to strengthen the Democratic ticket in Midwestern states. St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says,
very unusual for a Democratic nominee to pick a governor for a running mate. If you go back all the way to Harry Truman, Democrats almost always pick a senator.
Harris will introduce Walz at a rally this evening in Philadelphia. Moments after Harris's VP pick became public, former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said Walz would be the worst vice president in history, claiming the Minnesota governor would light trillions of dollars on fire and open U.S. borders to criminals. I'm Mike Hempen.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is criticizing the Harris-Walz ticket.
We do not need an America that represents the failed policies of San Francisco or the failed policies of Minneapolis. We do not need to see poop on the street and cities burning down.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says Walz is someone who is just unendingly optimistic and joyous, and that is very, very important right now in our politics. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial is pushing back a date for a key ruling on presidential immunity until 2 days before Trump's scheduled sentencing. Tropical Storm Debbie is dropping lots of rain in parts of Georgia and South Carolina. Tess Newton is with Georgia Power.
We've seen a lot of damage across South Georgia, Valdosta, Savannah, everywhere in between, and we just want all of our customers to know that are without power that we are working as quickly as we can. We're going to keep safety top of mind and get those lights back on.
The storm killed at least 5 people and is causing flash flooding in historic Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Debbie's center is expected to move off the Georgia coast later today. This is AP News. In some places, today is election day.
Michigan's open Senate seat pits Democratic Representative Alyssa Slotkin against actor Hill Harper, while Republican former Rep. Mike Rogers takes on current Rep. Justin Amash and physician Sherry O'Donnell. Several House primaries could also influence the balance of power in Missouri's Democratic primary. Squad member Cori Bush fighting off Wesley Bell. In Kansas, 3-term former Attorney General Derek Schmidt is Donald Trump's pick in a 5-candidate GOP contest. The Democratic race pits former Rep. Nancy Boyda against former college basketball star Matt Kleiman. I'm Julie Walker.
Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.